Congressman Richard Gephardt is the House Minority Leader, a Democrat from Missouri, and one of the leading supporters of emergency legislation to rescue the airlines. He says an airline bailout would be federal money well spent.
We'll have lots of legitimate questions about how much, how to do this, what exactly is needed. But I think you've got an industry here that was the most heavily impacted and disadvantaged by what happened. They have been on the ground entirely for 4 or 5 days because of what happened and because of government orders. And it's an industry that ripples out through the rest of our economy. So we've got to shore them up financially from their legitimate costs that come from this event, and we've got to try to get people back on the airplanes, which is probably the biggest challenge we jointly face in order to get revenue coming back in their revenue stream.
Mr. Gephardt, some of these airlines were in fairly shaky financial shape before last Tuesday, and might well have failed absent the extraordinary events. What about just letting the market work its will on those elements of the industry that are not strong?
Well, clearly some of them were in weak condition, and I don't think the effort here is to intervene in the marketplace, to nationalize the airlines, to, you know, make up for all the problems that are out there. I think the effort here is to keep them from being unduly injured from the events of a week ago.
Mr. Gephardt, there is a strong sense that the President and the Congress are working together now to take care of rebuilding New York, preparing for whatever retaliation the President plans. I wonder, what about weeks down the road when it becomes possible again to think of other things? What will be left of the agenda that Democrats had in mind? What will the Democrats want to do once it's possible to think of doing other things?
I think we've got to put the agenda that we were all talking about on both sides to the side right now and try to deal with what we ought to be dealing with to help lead the country with the president to respond properly to what we've had happen to us and to succeed in that over the next few weeks. So my hope is that we can largely put aside other budgetary questions like Social Security, like what we do with our long-term budget, prescription drugs, a lot of other issues that are very important, but I hope they can be sidetracked while we work together to deal with the exact things that happened to us on Tuesday.
What about paying for the costs of doing what the president is calling for? The president talks about a long war. We've just talked about an airline bailout. There will be a very costly rebuilding process in New York and here in Washington. You and your fellow Democrats thought at the time that the president's tax cut was excessive, that it would strap the federal government for funds. Would you consider trying to postpone or cancel some parts of that tax cut to be sure that the federal government does not go into extraordinary deficits in trying to do what needs to be done?
Again, I think, you know, our views on this have not changed, but I think having that debate right now is not useful. We will have plenty of time to get back to our longer-term economic program. Clearly, we are spending a lot of money now, and we'll probably spend some more before too much longer to deal with the aftermath of this problem. We need to spend that money. This is a national emergency, a national crisis, and we're going to do that. I think we will come back at some point, whether later this fall or winter, certainly by next spring, to all of the longer-term questions. But right now, we need to focus like a laser beam on what we've been presented with and how we're going to respond to it.
Mr. Gephardt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt.